We'll be holding our own Black Friday sale this year with some great deals on Stardate magazine and other products. We'll post the details in November at stardate.org. Please drop by, and thank you for your support. Stardate, November 22nd. The stars of the Big Dipper dip quite low at nightfall at this time of year. In fact, from south of about Kansas City, one or more of its stars dip below the horizon and out of view. And from south of about Dallas, the entire Dipper vanishes. Like all of the stars north of the celestial equator, the stars of the Dipper circle around the north celestial pole, which is marked by the star Polaris. How high or low the Dipper stands depends on your latitude. From the northern half of the United States, the stars are circumpolar. That means they never set. They're always above the horizon, both night and day. In many cultures, such stars were described as eternal or undying. That made them especially important in the sky lore and mythology of those cultures. From the southern half of the country, the Dipper isn't circumpolar. Not all of it, anyway. From some locations, one or two stars drop below the horizon. From others, the entire Dipper sets. Even from those spots, though, it climbs back into view within a few hours, so the Dipper is in sight for at least part of the night every night of the year. As twilight fades this evening, viewers at northern latitudes can see the Dipper roughly parallel to the northern horizon. From southern latitudes, it might be hidden, but it will climb back into view after midnight. And no matter where you are, the Big Dipper will stand high in the sky at dawn. We have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.